reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Going to touch a little bit more, at least in the first two segments in this hour, on hard assets. We're going to begin with Dan Kurz. Dan is getting to be a regular on our show. He's going to talk a little bit about gold here initially, and I'd like to kick off this segment with a quote that Dan sent me, and that quote is, "Next to language, money is the most important medium through which modern societies communicate." Who said that? Well, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Winding, said that in his book, Culture and Inflation in Weimar Germany. Pretty important, I would say, Dan. You're on, my friend.
Thank you, Al. I'd say it's very important, and quote stems from, obviously, a period, the Weimar Republic, between 1919 and 1933, which is when the German printing presses, the Reichsmark printing presses, went wild, and the Reichsmark lost tremendously in value relative to the gold mark and, obviously, the U.S. dollar, which was gold-based at the time. I think this is a good train of thought to carry into the discussion we're going to have, Corey and Al. Let me proceed, if I may, by first considering the all-important global supply and demand picture. Physical gold remains a very tight market in which global demand has exceeded global mined supply, what you get out of the earth, by 42%. Over the past 2 years, and in fact, even by 23% last year, according to World Gold Council statistics. And last year, as we all know, was a year in which gold-backed ETF funds dumped 800 metric tons of gold.
Dan, we have been following a lot of this global supply and demand, and we all know that a lot of this gold is flowing over to China. Do you have comments of the flow of gold right now?
I do, in fact, Corey, and it's something I intend to deal with here a bit down the road, but let me just answer you directly in saying that over the last 6 years, some 13,000 metric tons of gold went to China, and that's a hell of a lot more than the mine supply, and you can only guess, and we can only guess, but we can pretty much pinpoint where it came from. It obviously had to come from the West. It obviously had to come from above-ground gold. Two-thirds of all the gold in the world at this point is above-ground, an estimated two-thirds. So you cannot put that much gold and transfer it through mined output, despite the Chinese being the leading miners. They would only account for a fraction of it. So in essence, yeah, gold is flowing from arguably weaker Western hands to more strategic hands, stronger hands in Asia. And we know that the Asians have a much stronger sense of gold as being money than we do after 5-6 decades of Keynesian influence. But if I could touch back on the ETF story and the ETF funds having dumped 800 metric tons of gold last year, and we still had mine supply that was about 20% less than physical gold demand last year, if we look at ETF gold sales, let's turn to all-important global allocation. And this is a hugely important topic to both strategic and institutional, or they're pretty much one and the same kind of investors. Specifically, gold is an asset allocation minnow. In 2013, global gold demand was some 3,756 metric tons, valued at about 170 billion U.S., again, according to the World Gold Council. Contrast this $170 billion in gold demand last year with the average growth in the value of global financial assets, that is, generally speaking, various forms of debt and equity, of over $9 trillion per annum between 2000 and 2012. So last year, gold demand, $170 billion. The average increase in the global value of financial assets over the last 12 years has been $9 trillion per annum. Furthermore, consider that less than 0.8% of global financial assets of over $225 trillion are allocated in physical gold. A sudden shift towards greater gold exposure could push gold prices materially higher given supply limitations. For example, if we went from a 0.8% to a 1.6% global gold portfolio allocation, and by the way, 1.6% was the high mark of the stagflation 70s, that would imply sourcing 31,000 additional metric tons of gold or 11 years of production at current rates.
That's really pretty interesting when you stop and think about that one. I think a lot of gold investors aren't focused on that. I think that's something that you may not want to be focused on necessarily, but that is that's a statistic that you very, very definitely have to consider. I want to go back just to one other topic real quick, Dan, and that is I became very interested in the situation in terms of the demand from the Far East, specifically for the most part mainland China back in 2005 when I was in Washington, D.C., speaking at a GATA conference, and I mentioned at the conference at that time, it was 9 years ago, that I said I think that the elephant in the gold candy store from now on is pretty much going to be China. I think you would probably agree with me on that. I guess the question I would ask is, why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think it has to do with history. I think Asians in particular, if you take a look at Chinese and Indians, they have lived through, I mean, the Chinese invented paper money, so they have lived through many eras where paper money was rendered obsolete thanks to, in essence, the printing press running wild. So they have in their DNA, it's also the collection of gold coins and trinkets and jewelry, or family heirlooms and other things. It's much more important to them. To them, the Asians, for all the reasons mentioned, gold is still money because historically they've seen what happens to paper money, and they have bequeathed this interest and proclivity to having gold as an insurance onto their children. And this is very different, obviously, from the average person in the West or in OECD nations, where we've been convinced that it's a relic.
Dan, I really find that this topic too, especially when it comes to Asia and their demand, they have been the superpower of the world. And I think they definitely understand, as you said, that when printing presses get out of control, somehow and in some way we always default back to gold. I think that's something that every major economy can look back on, that people and the people in charge seem to get a little bit greedy and they move forward too quickly with printing too much money, and gold kind of gets lost in the whole scheme of things to the mainstream. I think this is kind of what's happened recently in the conventional markets here in the U.S. just because we've seen the injection of so much cash just from the Federal Reserve, that gold, while it has held a fairly high value of over $1,200 and right now right around $1,300, it's still not getting the love that it has or that it deserves, I don't think, with the stuff that is going on around the world. Al, we don't have much time left. You want to wrap it up here?
Yeah, you know, I think an interesting point here is you have to understand that the United States is 200 years old, whereas the Far East, for the most part, is hundreds, if not thousands of years old. I would have to say thousands of years old, okay? And having said that, you're going to have two very, very different levels of society, what I would call societal maturity. And I think that when that level gets higher and higher and higher, people are going to have very different opinions. I mean, growing up in, for lack of better terms, an immigrant family, my parents being from Russia, the gold, precious metals, diamonds, silver, etc., were a very, very integral part of my parents' portfolio. And obviously, being their child, guess what's a very integral part of my portfolio? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We're chatting right now with John Kaiser. You know, we're getting an awful lot of commentary on our daily editorials about how the three musketeers, being Doc, Rick Ackerman, and Gary Savage, or especially Doc, is saying, I think the time is right around the corner to take a real serious look at some of these mining stocks right now. And we're going to do that right now with John Kaiser. John is an active member on our site in the sense that he is on the show as often we can get him. And if you want to know more about John, go to our favorite site section and Kaiser Research Online happens to be in there. John, you've got some companies in your recommendation. You've got a lot of companies in your recommendation list, but a few that we have questions on, we will disclose if we're shareholders in any of these companies, etc. But Avrupa Minerals, I'm a former shareholder of Avrupa, and I'm curious. I probably sold my stock on that one way over a year ago, but that's I know this is all alphabetically in order, but tell us why you like Avrupa, and that's at the top of the list right now.
Well, Avrupa is a stock that I personally own, disclose that first. It is a prospect generator that I like because it is focused on parts of Europe which have not had a lot of exploration in modern times. The property that has become quite prominent lately is the Alvarado joint venture with Antofagasta, the big copper producer. And this property covers a portion of the Iberian Pyrite Belt, which is about 240 kilometers long, which hosts two of the world's biggest VMS deposits. The problem with this area is it's got young cover rocks that are only 100 million years old, covering these 300-million-year-old rocks that host these extraordinary copper, zinc, silver deposits. And they've had a hard time in the past trying to find anything in it. And here we had classic junior innovation. The geologist Paul Kuhn came up with an idea that they had looked at it incorrectly in the past, was able to persuade Antofagasta to spend $4 million doing stratigraphic drilling and so on to try and sort out the stratigraphy and get a proof of concept. Well, then late February, they finally pulled a volcanogenic massive sulfide intersection of copper and zinc, which tells us, okay, they are in the game. They're starting to figure out how this area works. They're drilling through 100 meters of blind cover rock, and they've drilled about six more holes to try and triangulate this target. I don't get the sense that they found yet the big monster deposit, but they are starting to understand the system. Avrupa nets 20% at the end of the day. But if this ends up being something like Neves-Corvo, which is a 200 million ton deposit, the second largest in the world after Kidd Creek, then even that 20% interest offers extraordinary upside for Avrupa.
John, what I really like about your site and your background is it's very geologically based, and you provide a great rundown of the properties where they stand. I personally don't have that geological background, so I really like how you can dive into these properties and isolate ones. And they don't only need to be a certain type of mineral that they're going after. There's a couple others on here, such as Peregrine Diamonds, that is a diamond company. We don't hear a whole lot about diamond companies nowadays, but that is one that you're also interested in too, correct?
Yes. About 20 years ago, 1992, diamonds were not heard of in this Canadian junior resource sector, but then we had Diamet discover Ekati, and we had an extraordinary boom in the diamond sector. Today, Peregrine Diamonds is sitting on a cluster of pipes, one of which has 20 million carats in situ implied, carats that are very valuable, has been just demonstrated by a bulk sample. And yet the valuation of this company, which owns 100% of this, is only about $60, $70 million. 20 years ago, this kind of stock would have had a billion-dollar valuation. And it is none other as the top shareholders in it than Eric and Robert Friedland. So here, for 40, 50 cents, you can buy yourself a stake in an advanced diamond project which has the potential to have the next major cluster that goes into production after the Renard project of Stornoway and the Gaucho Cuy project of De Beers and Mountain Province.
You know, John, when you talk about diamonds, the name that comes to mind for me anyway as a geologist who I've known for an awful long time is Mark Kalababa, and Corey and I are involved with Mark as shareholders of his company, Adamara Minerals, which has a property in northeastern Washington State, which we have all visited. And I'm curious what your opinion, by the way, I am a shareholder, Corey is a shareholder in Adamara. John, your opinion about Adamara Minerals right now is what?
I really like Mark Alibaba. I am also a shareholder of Atomera. I covered Mark Alibaba's efforts with Diamonds North very closely in the last 7 years. They do good geology. They do all the right stuff. They just had bad luck up in the north. They found lots of kimberlites. They just didn't find any with big diamonds in it. And Mark had to retrench. He merged his two companies, Uranium North and Diamonds North, together into Atomera, refocused on Washington State, did all the homework, pulled all the old geological literature and that, and is now out there revisiting these old gold and silver districts, trying to find another crown jewel deposit that could be put into production as a standalone gold mine, or if it's not big enough, well, then Kinross will need it for the mill when the Buckhorn deposit depletes. So I love what they're doing. It is grassroots, early stage exploration, and Mark does a really good job of presenting the geological model that as to what it is that they're trying to prove. I find too much in this industry, the company takes your money and goes spends it randomly on some target whose potential you never understood. Mark does a fantastic job explaining in advance what is the point of drilling this hole. What do we hope to see? And, of course, the drawback is when you see what they get, then you know immediately, oh, this one's a dud. But on the other hand, if they hit and come up with what they're expecting, then they're off to the races.
John, one other stock that interests me that is a good relative spec value on your site, a stock that I don't hold, but one that I've followed for a while, East Main Resources. Any comments on them?
East Main Resources I don't hold, but I think it's one of the best sort of mid-stage advanced gold companies. They have the Clearwater Project, on which they've invested $40 million in the last 10 years. They have several million medium-grade ounces, and it tends to be sort of a narrower vein type of gold mineralization. But what Don Robinson is now doing is he's finally rolling up his sleeves and saying, we are going to do an economic study this year. We're going to see if we can open pit mine the upper portion of this system profitably and create the cash flow that allows us down the road to exploit the deeper high-grade potential. So at these prices here, this is excellent value, and it's one of my stronger gold advanced gold picks right now.
Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with you with some political conversation.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Time for our roundtable of experts. We've got five gentlemen with us right now, if I'm not mistaken. Tim Iacono from over in Montana, God's country. Dan Oliver from Manhattan, which actually one of my favorite parts of the world. Gary Savage from Las Vegas. I don't know what to say about that. Corrupt. Rick Ackerman from Boulder, Colorado, and our friend Doc, who is from the upper Midwest. Going to chat a little bit about what's going on in the markets, get the opinions of these guys. Also might touch a little bit on the situation over in the Ukraine, although right now, as it's reaching the boiling point, but it isn't there yet, so we're just kind of talking speculation. I guess I'd like to start with you, Dan, and ask you the following question, and that is, Doc and Gary and Rick both predicted that this week we would see a turn in the gold market. In fact, it would appear that a turn happened on Thursday, a couple days ago, and then it was carried over into Friday. You think this thing has got any legs to it?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, gold's been so suppressed for so long, and, you know, last month we saw gold screaming higher towards 1400. It had one last big spike upwards, and then it's been falling ever since. And then we saw the opposite on yesterday. You know, gold, there were a lot of technical analysts saying that 1280 was the support. It broke through there, hit 1270, and it looked like it was going straight down. And then, you know, about 2 minutes later, it was up back to $1,300. So, the price has been whipsawed around. I think a lot of investors are being thrown off, and that's what happens in bull markets. But, yeah, I think that, you know, finally the events, international events in Ukraine and problems in the banking system are finally becoming visible and gold's responding.
Tim, we have a lot of news events coming out next week, especially the FOMC minutes. A lot of people don't think that there will be any change to the taper. However, we have seen surprises once before, and these announcements haven't been as consistent to the markets as we've seen in the past. What do you think is going to happen next week?
Well, I think the Fed is going to stick to their current tapering course, but I think what's important to note about the U.S. economy is that at least the housing sector is in real trouble. There's other parts of the economy that are doing pretty well, but I think what we're seeing is a really big spring rebound after a terrible winter. So, and that's been one of the headwinds for precious metals, is the threat of interest rate hikes coming sooner rather than later. So I wouldn't be surprised if over the next month or so you see a much more dovish Fed if this housing slowdown accelerates.
Well, the housing slowdown is an interesting situation. I think that it's a very strong thing to consider right now. I find it interesting that yesterday consumer sentiment, according to the Michigan survey anyway, went up. I just got to think, when you look at all of these statistics, Rick, that a lot of people don't really understand exactly what's going on. You got any comment on that, Bud?
I think the opposite. I think people know in their own lives and anecdotally exactly what's going on, that a good part of the American middle class is still mired in what we euphemistically call the Great Recession. I think that every time you see that term in print, it implies that although the recession officially ended in 2009, we get the year right there, that it never really ended for a lot of Americans and a lot of businesses. And at this point, the one advantage, the one thing that happened that was positive over the years of stimulus to get us out of the danger zone of the Great Crash was essentially the lower interest rates that allowed refinancing for the homes down to about 3%. But we basically shot that's something we can no longer do. It's happened, and housing is leveraged out. We've had some price gains in housing, but you just go out there and try to do a refi now. It's very difficult. So the refi market's dead, and of course housing is starting to feel the strictures on mortgage lending that took place, even with lower rates. And as far as the threat of higher rates, I keep saying that there's as much chance of the Fed raising rates as there is of a Martian invasion. That's not really a problem. The problem is we're already in a deflationary rise, and there's no way out because we've got rates administered down near zero to begin with.
Doc, something that happened this week, news that came out this week that kind of flew under the radar, was two of Goldman Sachs analysts raising their future estimations for gold to neutral from sell. This actually might have had an impact on the market. Do you have comments on this?
Yeah, I had to kind of laugh at that. They must be looking at technical charts or something. But anyway, it was pretty obvious, and I've been saying right along, we weren't going to see anyway 1,000 anytime soon. And so maybe they have a technician sitting next to them telling them that. But I don't think it really impacted the market at all. I don't know how many people listen to Goldman Sachs anymore, because nobody knows whether they're just giving you misinformation or legitimate information. So I don't think it really did have any impact, Corey.
You know, I got to ask you guys, because I know each and every one of you does follow the junior resource sector to an extent. It's interesting, as we're recording this Friday afternoon, by the way, the gold market is heading back up again on the live spot market. We're up close to $9 right now. But what do you, typically in summers, I mean, I've been in this game for a long time, and typically starting towards the end of May and up until the very early part of September, the resource sector kind of dries up and everybody forgets about it. Dan, do you think that's going to happen again this year, or do you think a resurgence in the metal prices themselves would make a difference?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think a lot of those seasonal trends are driven by the main physical demanders, which are Indians and Chinese, and to do with their marriage season and all those holidays. And so that's what normally drives that cycle. But, of course, in the last year, since the smash a little over a year ago, all those things are out the window. I mean, the price got so low that the Asians couldn't help themselves buy as much as they could, and they're still doing that. So I expect that will diminish that seasonal pattern somewhat.
Dan, I think that you bring up an interesting point on that one. Gary, we haven't brought you in yet. I know that you think, since capitulation is off the table, this summer might be not quite as positive, but actually not negative either, right?
I tend to think that since we didn't get that capitulation, that this summer's probably going to be pretty choppy and whipsawing, as we put in this final bottom, and I think we probably still have one more mild leg down with a final bottom maybe in late April or late May or early June. And then I think we start back up, but I think it's probably going to be kind of a slow process for most of the summer. But once we get into maybe middle of August, I think it will start to accelerate and really go gangbusters this fall.
You know, I got to tell you, I've lived through a lot of these seasons, and I just have a feeling that because this market has been so negative since about the end of 2010, I just have a feeling that the summer slowdown that we typically see really isn't going to occur this year. I think there's an awful lot of pent-up demand out there for resource stocks. The reason I say that, you know, is Corey and I look at our respective portfolios virtually every day, and the companies that we are invested in, quite frankly, on low volume, admittedly, but are doing quite well right now. You know, my two largest holdings, got one that's up 40-50%, and I have another one that's up 40-50%. Now, admittedly, there's a lot of stinkers in there. There's no question about that. Companies that I bought, let's say, 18 to 24 months ago. But, you know, it is what it is, and there really isn't anything I can do about that. But I just can't stress enough that I think that there is a lot of pent-up demand from the players in this particular industry. And, you know, on an aggregate basis, the number may, or on a comparison basis to other markets, I should say that the numbers may not be that large, but they are still significant. And I think you're going to see these folks come in, and I think you're going to see them really express their enthusiasm, particularly if this gold market and silver market continues to rise. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Tim, Doc, Rick, Gary, and Dan.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. We are going to kind of throw this thing to the wolves. We're going to talk about something that there is a real divergence of opinion on right now between the five gentlemen we have with us, and that is just how important is the Ukraine. And I want to start out the situation in the Ukraine, and I want to start out with my favorite opinion on this because I agree with it. Dan, you think it's pretty important, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think one of the reasons gold is running a month ago when this all first started is that Ukraine owes the Western European banks, which are hugely levered, a lot of money. And so all of a sudden there was a prospect they wouldn't get paid back. And what happened was the IMF came running in and said, don't worry about it, we'll bail you out. And so everything was fine and gold fell. Well, now yesterday it looks like that country's actually going to blow up. And when the collateral that backs that debt gets destroyed, it doesn't matter what the IMF says. European banks are in real, real trouble. And on top of that, between these, you know, the pathetic performance of the Obama administration and now Russia threatening to essentially withdraw from the dollar system is extremely dangerous. And the reason is that the banking system of the West and the government systems are so levered that a small accident could bring the whole thing tumbling down. And I think that's why you're seeing markets all of a sudden pay attention and react to this crisis in Ukraine that had been contained, but looks like it's not anymore.
I would argue that they've already proven that they can stop any kind of a debt collapse. You know, they did that in 2009. So if we do start to see things coming down, they're just going to, you know, print however many trillions it takes to, you know, pump it back up. And that's why I think that we have zero chance of seeing deflation, because the debt has been moved on to government balance sheets, and governments can print money. It doesn't matter how big that debt is. If it's $100 trillion, they can print $200 trillion. So I think zero chance of seeing deflation.
Yeah, that's true, but I would also point out that the status of the balance sheets of the Fed and government are radically different than they were in 2008. In 2008, you know, the Fed had a lot of very short-term bonds they could use to short the system. Now they've got a lot of very liquid long-term bonds. So, you know, it's not clear to me that if the 2008 situation happens again, A, that they can do the same thing they did before. In other words, I think it'll be much more dangerous to them. They'll have to do it at a much larger scale, and they can lose control of it very easily.
Guys, I think there's no doubt that the banks will step in and try their best to do whatever they can to stop the downfall. And yeah, I think it also comes down to which other countries will kind of have a contagion effect and could also collapse, because the Ukraine, we all know, isn't the biggest player out there, but just how interconnected all the banking systems are right now, I think that it's more of a domino effect that I'm afraid of kind of coming down the line.
I would, a couple things. Dan made an interesting comment. I had really considered the Ukraine a non-event, but I do agree that there is a chance in any banking crisis that originates in a small country to precipitate out in a big way. Concerning deflation, I'm a little bit on the other side I see 100% chance of deflation, mainly because we're in the very maw of deflation right now. Europe has been essentially struggling to achieve positive inflation, and it's failing. And even when it talks up more aggressive measures, such as the ones that have kept the U.S. nominally above the waterline for deflation, it's in outright deflation. Japan, at any point, could slip back into serious deflation. So we've got some of the largest economic blocks in the world already in deflation. And when you talk about printing money to counteract it, it has no effect at all.
This is where I disagree. At any point, a government can print money and mail checks to their citizens and stop deflation in its tracks. And you say that it couldn't happen, but it already has. In 2008, they mailed everybody a rebate check. That was purely a helicopter drop. What happened? Right after that, gasoline spiked over $4 a gallon, oil went to $147 a barrel, and that is your end game. Is that when a government inflates the currency too much and that inflation gets into the commodity markets, that's the end game. That's the point where you can't go any further because you spike the commodity markets and you collapse the economy.
I couldn't disagree more sharply. And I've been writing on deflation since the early 90s. It's been my topic, and I had it all to myself for about 10 years there until the collapse of the Thai currency in, I believe it was 1997. When you talk about deflation, let's say the unactualized power of deflation, it goes so far beyond what the central banks are doing. We're talking about monetary inflation, the trillions of dollars. But the deflationary juggernaut out there, essentially an uncollateralized market of hyper-leveraged derivatives, amounts to more like $250 billion. And there's no way you can inflate that once it starts to implode. And it will, simply because there's a daisy chain there of loans that have been made, rehypothecated is the term, and there's nothing beneath it. So,
but that's the difference between asset inflation and goods inflation. I think you're talking about deflation in the value and price of assets, and I think you're probably right about that. But when you think about what is a dollar, what is the definition of a dollar, and what a dollar is a liability of the Federal Reserve. And then you look at its assets. You say, well, liability can't be worth more than its assets. And what are its assets? It's mostly now long-term. I think the average duration is up 12 years, government bonds and a little bit of gold. And so the calculation is, what are those bonds worth? And right now the market says those bonds are worth a lot. That's why interest rates are low. And so the dollar's worth a lot. And at some point the market's going to say, wait a second, there's no way that the federal government can repay the $17 trillion and adding $1 trillion a year, more or less, in that debt. And when the market devalues the value of those promises on the asset side of the Fed's balance sheet, it just by definition, it means that the liability side, i.e. the dollar, has to be down in value as well. And that's where the inflation comes from. And that'll happen at some point. You know, when it does happen, it'll probably happen very dramatically, very quickly.
Well, I see. That's
I would point out that in the last 8 years, we've had one deflation. That was when our dollar was tied to gold. So the money supply was dependent on the supply of gold. We had a very short period of deflation in 2008 that the Fed turned it on a dime. As soon as they turned on the printing presses, they stopped inflation in its tracks, or deflation in its tracks. So I just don't see that it's... Any government that is willing to destroy their currency can stop deflation in a heartbeat.
I agree with, but you're talking about a hyperinflation, not an inflation. None of the mechanisms that essentially allowed or allowed the German government to hyperinflate in the spring of 1921 exists in the U.S. You know, they could literally print boxcars full of money and ship them out to the major employers. And in fact, the employers themselves had the ability, the legal right to print their own script when the Germans weren't making their official money. But in any case, the idea, the way I simplify deflation to people who read my commentary is to say, forget about the assets and money and this and that. I think the monetarists are completely on the wrong track when they say, well, inflation is an increase in the money supply, deflation is a decrease. If you want to understand inflation, the very simple way to do that is to see it in terms of its main symptom, and that is the burden of debt increasing or decreasing? And if the burden of debt is increasing, then we're having that's deflation symptomatically.
And I would agree with you if our money supply was fixed to where we only had a certain amount of money to pay that ever-increasing debt. But all currencies are fiat now, so that the money supply can be increased infinitely to pay off no matter how big that debt gets. The government can always print the money to pay it off.
You know, I got to tell you guys, this is one of the most interesting discussions I think that we have had on the show. You know, the five of you really, really add credence to our theme, which is the most brilliant economic and political minds really congregate on this particular site. I can't tell you how grateful, number one, Corey and I are that you guys are willing to spend some time with us. But, you know, more importantly, we get a lot of feedback from our listeners. We get a huge amount of feedback on a daily basis. We got 15,000 people roughly, you know, listening to this particular show on a daily basis, and those folks are very, very enthusiastic about hearing all of your opinions. I want to thank each and every one of you. Dan, thank you so much for being here. Same with you, Tim. I'm jealous. Kathy and I are going to be doing a road trip over to Montana this summer, though, so we'll have to tee it up. And then, Doc, always a pleasure, as you know. Rick, maybe I won't put her on as I threatened to earlier. And then again, Gary, thank you so much. Corey, this has been a fun one, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been, guys. Really appreciate it. So informative.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.